This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Pastor Hans Overdoen speaking. In this radio gospel message, we focus on Jesus' words in Matthew 6:33, where Jesus says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This verse is part of Jesus' so-called Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had been talking about all the matters of daily life, like food and drink and clothing, and how we people can worry so much about these physical and material matters and concerns of each day. Yet Jesus here in Matthew 6:33 shows a more excellent way to live. Indeed, the only right and blessed way to live. Jesus says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The text begins with the word "but," which serves here as a conjunction of contrast. That is, Jesus is stating in this verse, don't live this anxious way and only worrying about lesser things in life always, but live rather this trusting way about what counts above all in life. Jesus is bringing out not to live in a negative sort of way, but to live positively, as he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." To understand verse 33 better, we need to think a little more about what way Jesus is warning us not to go and calling you and me not to walk in. In the verses 25 to 34 of Matthew 6, there is one word that appears at least 5 times, which Jesus is especially speaking against. It is the word "taking thought," anxious thought, or you could also translate "worrying." To take thought or worry means to be anxious about this or that, to fret and to be burdened over much, to be concerned about this and that in a restless and ongoing sort of way. It means to be apprehensive, all tied in knots, about how this will go and that, and whether you will get through this matter or that. You name it, people can worry about it. Jesus speaks about not worrying about food and drink, or about the clothes you wear, and just about the daily needs of life. He speaks about not worrying about tomorrow. Dear listener, are you one who is consciously often anxious, constantly worrying about this and that in life? Is your mind filled with a multitude of anxious thoughts about matters of daily life, at work, at home, in your personal life and family life? How many things we can be concerned about each and every day, isn't it true? When Jesus urges not to be taking thought or be worrying about this and that, he is surely not saying we should not think ahead and plan for this and that in life, but he says not to be fretting and anxious in your life's course and responsibilities and cares. The cares of daily life, from food, clothing, job responsibilities, financial stresses and bills, health concerns, family problems, these and more can all easily overwhelm anyone at any time if you fill your mind with worrying about these matters. Besides all that, if you think of the world we live in and the threats and dangers of every day in so many ways, there could be endless reasons for worrying about so much all the time. Jesus says, however, do not be fretting about like this. Do not worry so about this and that in terms of this life and all its needs, but rather be focused and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus makes clear in the context, especially in the verses 25 to 34, he is the God of creation who takes care of all his creatures, and especially of people, and more particularly even of his people, those who trust and follow him. Jesus makes clear he is the God of providence, and yes, he is the God of mercy and salvation to us and for us in and through the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. So fret not, but be focused on him, looking to him and calling upon him in all your needs, and you shall not be put to shame. In the context of verse 33, Jesus brings out 3 truths about worrying, important for us to know and good for us always to remember. The first is, What does it help to worry and be anxious about things? It doesn't help you any, but only harms you, and it can hinder others as well. It is true what someone said, worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. Actually, though, that isn't the best saying, because sitting in a rocking chair, we get the picture of relaxing, but worry doesn't relax a person, but only drains a person while accomplishing nothing. It is more correct what another said about worry, Corrie ten Boom, if you know her story. And I quote, "Worry," she said, "does not empty tomorrow of sorrows. It empties today of strength." End of quote. So don't worry, for it does no positive good. A second truth Jesus teaches about worrying and fretting is that not only is it so unhelpful, but it is so unnecessary. If God Triune didn't exist, then you and I would have reason, yes, endless reasons even, to worry and be anxious. But God does exist, and He is the Almighty Creator God, and the God of Providence, and the God of salvation, in and through Christ Jesus. Is He not the God who is a good shepherd of His sheep, and who cares for us with a tender and faithful care, indeed, for body and soul, in life and death, for now and forever? Isn't this Jesus' point in this text passage in Matthew 6, spoken especially to His disciples? Don't be worrying and anxious as you go through life, for it is unhelpful to you and unnecessary. And really, and thirdly, it's so unbelieving, actually. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 30 and following. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" O ye of little faith, says Jesus. You see here, Jesus joins worrying to not trusting enough in the Lord. Therefore, do not worry and be filled with anxious thought, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek," said Jesus, "those who don't know God nor walk in His ways. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Think of it this way, as one put it. A young child does not worry all day long whether his house will be there when he gets home from school, or whether his parents will have a meal for him that evening. Children generally do not worry about such things because they trust their parents. Well, shall we not trust in God as He is revealed in Christ Jesus, as one most gracious and all-wise and all-powerful and good and kind and so infinitely reliable, one who promises also to supply our needs according to what is best for us? You see, Jesus doesn't say, "Do not worry," without good reasons and gospel reasons. But He says, "Do not be anxious and worrying with life's cares," because of who God is in Christ Jesus, a most bountiful, gracious, caring, supplying, compassionate God, even for the most undeserving sinners, who repents of sin and trusts and follows Him. "Don't be fretting," said Jesus. "Don't be fretting, but be focused." That is, in faith, following after Christ and trusting Him in all your cares and needs, believing that for Jesus' sake, God will remember you in all your needs. Jesus Christ, God's own dear Son, was forsaken in His needs when He hung on the cross as sin-bearer, that whoever calls upon Him in any and all their needs, especially with our greatest need, with our sin and guilt, will never be left unheard or unhelped or uncared for by God, by Christ, the Savior. This is the gospel, and focusing on that gospel, Jesus teaches you need not live in ongoing anxious care and worry. The Lord calls us not to be fretting people, but to be a focused people. And what is it to be focused? "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." Jesus says this. To seek God's kingdom here means to seek after God's rule and authority and will and glory in all your life. To seek God's kingdom first means to value that and to seek that most of all in all that you are about. Put God first in your life, always and again. Don't be living for this world or for yourselves primarily, but for God and His praise above all. Don't be living in self-righteousness or pursuing after a righteousness without God, a righteousness of yourself. For our best works, says God's Word about us as sinners by nature, our best works, when counted for righteousness before God, are all as filthy rags in His holy sight. No, seeking God's kingdom and Christ's righteousness means looking always and again to the salvation of the Lord and to the righteousness of Christ the Savior that He Himself obtained on sinners' behalf through His perfect life and His sacrificial death and His almighty resurrection from the dead. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness means to live daily with the focus of looking to Christ and being in Christ and following after Him and abiding in Him in accordance with all His holy, inspired Word. Seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness is all about realizing your own desperate need of God as sinner by nature, and truly and steadfastly looking to God in Christ, and leaning on Him constantly, and loving Him truly, and living with Him as your only Savior and Lord. Is this focus Jesus calls for in this text also your focus, dear friend, listening now? What Jesus says here is another call of the gospel message to us all. Without God and apart from Christ as your refuge and strength and your first and foremost focus, life is futile and without hope for sure. For only with Christ the Savior is there forgiveness of sins and everlasting righteousness before God for us and true blessing from God for now and forever. What reasons to listen to and follow and live by this word from Jesus. For notice also the rich promise Jesus gives in this verse. What does Jesus promise? Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. That means Jesus teaches us here that putting first things first, putting God first, the rest will be taken care of. When you fret not in life, but rather are focused on Jesus as Savior and Lord above all in your life, then you also become a flourishing person. God is faithful, and He blesses His people, not necessarily with all kinds of material and physical blessings and a trial-free life, no, but He blesses those who trust and follow Him with an inner peace and joy and a holy perspective and strength and purposefulness. How does Paul put it in Philippians 4, 6 and 7? Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, this is God's promise, in and through Christ Jesus. None who look to Him shall be put to shame. No, for as we read it also in Psalm 84, verse 11 and 12, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in Thee. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, all the other things of daily life, shall be added unto you. The Lord takes care of His people. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, the psalmist confesses. This one verse from the Sermon on the Mount, as well as the whole sermon, is worth listening to, yes, over and over again. Matthew 6:33. If you are wise, it will be the motto for your life. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, B.C., postal code V2P6N6. You can also contact us at our website at frcna.org. Listen again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth. Thank you for listening.